The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dodd. I've been joined by Mick Norton in the studio to look ahead to Sunday's action. And what a Sunday we've got in store. Some absolutely brilliant action. We've been treated, obviously, on Friday and Saturday to some great racing from Cheltenham. And more is to come on Sunday. Better than your usual Sunday fare, at least. Some great action to look forward to. And as I mentioned, I'm joined by Mick Norton. How are you doing, Mick?
Yes, good, thanks, Alex.
Good to hear. Obviously, we're recording this before Saturday's racing, so we can't look back at that as such, but we can look back at Friday's. And I'd say that the big race, well, not the big race, but the talking point, at least for me, is the fact that Oscar Whiskey just couldn't quite get the better of Takan Desai in a race where there were very few runners, but nevertheless a fascinating contest, Mick.
I think the time tells you all you need to know about that. 30 seconds slower than average, and it was just a farce of a race. They just walked around. Now they were going fast enough to jump at some point in the race. I'm not sure. You can just forget it from a form book point of view. Takan Desai just quickened up a bit better than Oscar Whiskey on the day, but in a true run race, I think it was still a good performance by Takan Desai. Don't let me dismiss it, because he was giving £5 to Oscar Whiskey, but I think the way that the race was run just suited Takan Desai better than Oscar Whiskey. But it was an unsatisfactory race all round.
Hmm. Would you say then that if the two were to meet at the festival in a 15-runner race that was strongly run, who do you think could come out on top?
I would say I'd give Oscar Whiskey another chance in a truer run race to show his worth. But he's got that out the way now. He's got his debut offences out the way, and he just had a look at one or two of them. But at the gallop they were going, they're more concentrating their horses, and it does affect their jumping. So a truer run, truer test. But they're both horses with plenty to like about.
And it must be said that when it came down to the battle, if you like, after the last, I know it turned into a bit of a sprint, but stamina was needed just at the end up that hill. And how many times have we seen Oscar Whiskey battle, particularly at Aintree, battling back, and not necessarily once-headed, but at least not letting anything pass. And there was a chance up the running where I thought Oscar Whiskey's going to get back up here. But Takan Desai, really did battle. And
conceding £5 as well over here.
I know.
And he is a 2 years younger horse, Takan Desai. I think he'll get underestimated for that performance. Mm. And Oscar Whiskey will be forgiven. But at the end of the year, Takan Desai might be the better of the two novices. Mm. I wouldn't sort of rule out Takan Desai confirming his superiority over him. Hmm. Because, as you say, Oscar Whiskey was plenty close enough.
Yes.
If he'd been good enough, and in receipt of £5, he ought to have been good enough. He wasn't, but I just still think the race was unsatisfactory.
It is. It's a tricky race to take at face value.
You'd want to see them again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, then. We'll move on to Sunday's racing. We're going to kick things off with the 1 o'clock. It's the first race on Sunday. It is a conditional jockey's handicap hurdle. Just the 24 down to go to post, so I expect the winner here, Mick. No each way betting.
Okay. I think I might have it for you as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on then.
I've got three on my shortlist. I could have easily made that six or eight, but I've had to narrow it down, so I've got three. One of them is Lieutenant Miller, who is trained by Nicky Henderson. Jeremiah McGrath, who I think is a very good conditional rider, is in the saddle. Runs in the colours of Henry Ponsonby. He hasn't run over hurdles for 342 days, but during the summer, his flat mark rose from 79 to 91, and he finished off his season with an excellent third of 33 behind Scatter Dice in the Cesarewitch. And he's back over hurdles here with just a £5 higher hurdle mark than he finished off last season. For some reason, inexplicably, he went up £5 for getting beaten at Fakenham. Now, I can't work that one out, but I'm sure the handicapper would blind me with science telling me why he had to do that. But forgetting about that, if Lieutenant Miller can translate that flat improvement back over hurdles, he's going to look fairly well treated off 120, with Jeremiah able to take off the £3 allowance. And we know that he's fit from the flat and sure to give of his running. Another interesting runner is Sausalito Sunrise, trained by Philip Hobbs. Mikhail Nolan taking off the three. He's lightly raced and unexposed, and he's got a decent record fresh. He was an Irish point-to-point winner. He was second in a bumper at Huntingdon on his first start for his new connections, his new high, his high-profile connections. And he's ran okay without hitting any heights on both starts over hurdles. And he just looks to me as like he's going to be one of those horses who'll be better for an English summer on his back. They do horses when they come from Ireland. They're okay for a while. Then they do go through an acclimatisation spell. And he looks exactly that to me last year. And I think we'll see a different horse this year. And that mark of 117 is extremely interesting. But the one I'm going to go with is Pay the King, trained by Paul Nichols. Harry Derham taking the ride. He changed hands for 150 grand after he won a bumper in Goran in October 2012. Now, he fits the same profile as Sausalito Sunrise, in as much as he showed good form in Ireland. Then he came over here and he was slightly disappointed, beating odds on both starts for Nichols. So you say, well, what a buy that was. But I think he fits that acclimatisation stat, Alex. He's surely better than he's shown so far. And off a potentially lenient mark of 116 with a good record fresh. Harry Derham on board, who knows his way around Cheltenham, did us all a good turn in the conditional jockeys at, well, it did me anyway, at the festival last year. And I think Pay the King could reward perseverance. Forget about those two odds on. And the second one was down to the ground anyway. It was a bog that day. Just forget about all that. With another summer on his back, we're going to see a different horse, and I'll take a chance on Pay the King.
Okay then, Pay the King, the pick there in the 1 o'clock. Just to note as well, not the 24 runners, Mick. We've already got a non-runner, so 23, making your job a little easier. The non-runner at the time of recording is Angles Hill, who of course ran on Friday at Cheltenham.
Still a quarter of the odds, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Absolutely. The second race that we'll look at is the 240. It is a listed chase over 2 miles, 7 runners down to go to post.
Wouldn't be the most interesting from a betting point of view, but it is certainly the most interesting from a purist point of view. Sees the second appearance of the season of the extremely exciting side of Grugy. Now, if there's a horse around who's going to make Sprinter Sakura break sweat, it might be this horse eventually. He was a high-class hurdler. He's already even better than that over fences. He's won 5 of his 7 starts over fences, including in Grade 2 company. And he did run well on his only start here at Cheltenham. And he looked better than ever at Chepstow on his reappearance when he demolished a field of handicappers, just dismissed them summarily. And although he's got the maximum penalty here to carry, he just looks in a different league to these for me. And he's a very, very exciting. He really attacks his fences with gusto, and he could well be the one to give the likes of Sprinter Sakura something to worry about.
Okay, I'll throw one at you here, Mick. One that I quite fancy here is Special Tiara for Henry de Bromhead. Of course, beat side of Grugy nearly 25 lengths at Aintree. That was only Special Tiara's second run on good ground. Prior to that, was second on debut. That was the only other time that he had encountered that ground. Fell first at the first, sorry, first time out this season. The ground's good to soft in places. I think Specialty Hour is a horse that a lot of people will sort of dismiss easily, but well, I think could well serve it up to Sandra.
Yeah, I mean, that was no doubt his career best performance so far when he won the Magoal Novices at Aintree in April. It was the race that Overturn tried to take the sting out of them all and teed it up somewhat, probably for Specialty Hour, as they were all sort of... He sort of ignored it, came from somewhere off the pace, and he came and won it, and he's got his Grade 1 to his name. Slightly disconcerting that he didn't put up much of a fight at Punchestown. Next town was really put in his place by Avica Legionnaire, and as you say, unseated on his return. He's going to have to pick up the pieces. He's only six, though, so he's probably got plenty of time to do that. And I do think you're probably right that if Sada Grugie underperforms, Specialty Hour might be there to collect.
Okay, then. But Sada Grugie is your pick.
Well, I just want to mention another couple. His Excellency, trained by David Piper, Tom Scudamore taking over. He's only fired this horse, but he's already got plenty of experience in the bag. And he does seem to save some of his best performances for here at Cheltenham. And first time up might be a good time to catch him. He's got plenty of experience over fences in the book. But I think he will need Sada Grugie to underperform, but first time might be a good time to catch His Excellency. And what can you say about Kid Cassidy? I'll be fascinated to hear what AP's got to say to you tomorrow about him. Probably have to edit most of the comments out. He's very enigmatic. He has got ability, but it will require all of AP's skill to nurse him home here. Things need to drop right into his lap. Now, I think hopefully Sada Grugie can continue his winning ways.
Okay, then. And just a word on Mad Moose. Visored first time Mad Moose. They may as well just stick a carrot in front of it, mightn't they? It tends to do what Mad Moose wants to do.
I know, it's such a pity because he's a high-class performer. Because he was second to Sprinter Stacker in the Victor Chandler Chase here in January. And also was second in the Group 3 on the flat in May. So he's got an engine, this horse, but he's certainly got an attitude to go with it.
Okay, then. The final race that we'll look at is the 3:15. It's the Greatwood Hurdle, a Grade 3 handicap over 2 miles. Where should we start with this one? There's so many with chances here.
One of my favourite horses runs in this...
Would that be Cashmere Peak?
No, it would be Somatigal.
Ah, lovely. Paul Nicholls' horse won at a listed race at Wetherby last year.
One of the top five juvenile hurdlers last year. Finished third in the Triumph. He was also second in the Scottish Champion and looked as good, if not better, and stronger than ever when he won a course and distance race on his reappearance at the October meeting. He's got a mark of 144. Four-year-olds can win this. I know it's not easy for a four-year-old, but four-year-olds can win this, and he's high-class Somatigal at a track he really does perform at, and I think he's going to take some racing off 144. Flax and Flares, a course and distance winner here as well, winner of the Fred Winter at the festival, and then ran really well to finish second in the very competitive Galway Hurdle. Backed that up with a win at Cork, and has been in the action on the flat in and in Downroyal in a Grade 2 hurdle since then. And no stranger to these competitive races, a mark of 141. We know he can perform to these levels. My worry with Flax and Flair is he does seem to have been on the go a long time. He hasn't had a proper break, you know, since his exploits at Cheltenham. He's been to Galway, he's been on the flat. He was in Downroyal the other day. But he's as tough as old boots. I couldn't knock him off the shortlist, but I do worry that he might just stutter run a flat one day and requiring a break. And the other interesting runner in this, mind there's plenty of them, but I did again had to narrow the shortlist down to a manageable number, is Cash and Go, trained by Nicky Henderson. Barry Geraghty taking the ride. He's back to the same mark, 141, that he was second in this 12 months ago, and he's a year older. He didn't go on after that, so it might be a good time to catch him first time up. He's had 8 months off, so he'll be nicely freshened up for this, I'm sure. And I'm sure there'll be all systems go for a repeat off the same mark as he ran so well in 12 months ago. But I'm not going to desert my old pal, Somatigal.
OK, Somatigal, the pick in the third race there. Great stuff, Mick. Good luck with all three selections. Promises to be a terrific day's action. And best of luck.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I'm looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be a really good day, and there's some good racing in Ireland to complement it as well.
Mm, absolutely. Enjoy it all, Mick, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.